This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Idrisi International School considers themselves as the world's first eco-Islamic school. It's developed by Genius Aula International to provide affordability for homeschool experience. They're located in Shalom and recently started their first intake in January. So we have the founder of Idrisi International School. Of course, she's also the founder of Genius Aula. Back again, Zalisa Idris, welcome.
Hi, Frida. I know everyone.
The last time we spoke, you talked briefly about this, right? Your plans of moving from preschool to primary and secondary school. So how long have you been dreaming about this, and when did you make that big move?
I've been dreaming it for so long, actually. We've seen children. We feel so much for the children that we've been together with, you know, for 15 years together in Genius Outlet. And finally, you know, sometimes when good things come, you know, you just can't wait, and it's like, okay, let's just do it. That happens in just a very quick 2-3 months. That was like last, when did we meet last time?
Oh, a couple of years, 2 years at least.
We started in September. October, we start renovation, and we start.
Oh, wow. So it was like, okay, yes. You've been thinking about it, but then suddenly the opportunity was right.
Right, yes.
In a period of 3 months,
everything gets in place in the right time, you know. So we just start everything off.
I know, even from the last time we spoke, you consider yourself an educational activist. Yeah. I mean, what's this love for education?
You see, if we put our passion first, the business will come, you know, run smoothly by itself. Mm. So the passion as an education activist to make sure, I mean, to provide the education that the children need is something that I am passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for these children, I see that there are, over the years, I see more and more children have special needs, you know, special learning needs which are not met, mm-hmm. you know, which needs more alternative in education. And I do not just want to open another primary school. There are lots out there, privates, international schools. We'd like to have something which provide the hands-on, the needs of the children, as well as the curriculum, which I believe that's not really out there. Mm. So what we do is actually we mix and match some curriculums, you know, and as well as the materials, the books. Right. We've been doing this actually for quite some time, you know, especially personally for myself, you know. So when this thing comes, although it takes like, it looks like it takes just like couple of months, mm. but actually I've been doing this for so long,
the software was ready.
The software was ready. It's just a matter of clicking the button.
Like, software was ready, waiting for the hardware.
Yeah.
And now, what's the inspiration behind the name Idrisi?
Okay, Idrisi is actually the name of a scholar who first created the world globe, alright, at the time when all other scientists believed that the world is flat.
Okay,
so he created it for King Roger of Sicily. That globe is made of silver, it's still there until today.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he also created one of the most accurate modern medieval age map, you know, which enable people like
Columbus
and all to travel the world.
Okay.
So before that, you never hear navigators, you know, before circumnavigating the world.
Right. Because there was no map.
There was no map, and people believe that the world is flat.
I'm going to fall off the edge.
So how much is that related to Idrisi? Because we would like to related to, you know, this inspiration to the global awareness,
innovation,
the need, which relates to science as well as the humanitarian concern around the world. So we have to look at the world as round. You know, how much we look at the needs of our children as being square.
Mm.
You know, like we give them, you know, everything square. We believe that, you know, for children to be educated is for them to hold a pen and to just open the book, which is square, or to give them an iPad. Everything is square. Whereas actually, our children should be seeing with all their senses,
right.
you know, how many senses? 5, if not 6 senses. Uh-huh. Okay, they have to touch the world as round. It is round. It has many contours.
Right.
You know? We don't like anything that's just flat, don't we?
Okay.
You know, but then we teach our children from young to see it as flat. You know, we even want flat A. You know, straight, everything, we want it flat. We don't want it to go through trial and errors or the bumpy roads. It's something which it's not healthy, actually. You know, nowadays we even are like, we're very protective about our children. Oh, yeah. If our children, you know, just had a little bumps or bruises, we start to find faults and who's to complain, you know, whereas that is actually part of learning.
True.
Yeah, so the inspiration is from that world, that globe.
Okay, which is very interesting, because I'm just thinking, you know, we're so worried, you know, and my son's 12, I'm still worried about him crossing the road. Okay. He's taller than me. Was it easy finding the teachers? Is it easy finding the teachers?
I think I thought at first that it's going to be not easy. Okay, but I see that when we have the right passion, you know, and we speak out about this, you know, I put it on website and all, we see a lot of people come to us which has the same passion.
Right. Same values.
Same values, you know, who wants to make things happen. So we have, in fact, not just teachers, we have people from in our board of studies, people who want to make these things happen, who just offer themselves to be the people in our board of studies. So, I'm quite excited about it. You know, when we receive all this, I would say from everywhere. Even yesterday, we had a video shooting. Uh-huh. Okay, that's one of the parents who volunteer.
Right,
you know, want to do video for us. You know, and he's very good at it. So had a fun time yesterday. You know what, in our school, this school is not like school. Okay. Well, it's cool, but it's not like school.
Okay.
Okay. As you enter, it's like a very homely environment. Okay. Yeah. So teachers and everyone is like, we don't call it classroom, it's there are study rooms.
Okay.
Okay. Our offices are like it's like in a wood. Like that.
Okay.
Okay. And there's like ponds, you know. But it's not big. It's a small school. We want it to be small so that it will be close knitted. Uh-huh. All right. So we have goats, so we have chickens, you know.
Okay.
But small scale. But you know, children nowadays, you know, we feel it so much when we ask our children in preschool, preschool, we ask them, okay, and draw chicken, so they will draw, you know, all the fast food chicken.
Okay, that's your version.
Can't imagine the real chicken, how it looks like. Then we have to tell them, no, it has feathers. Feathers looks like this.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. So that's why I think that, okay, that's it. When we do primary school, and the children, we have to really teach the children that it has to be hands on. I just don't want them to touch keyboards.
Yeah.
You know, or pen. They have to touch. They have to learn to take care of the plants.
Mm.
So every time before they go to class, they have to water the plants, tend their garden first. They have their own responsibility.
Okay.
You know, their house. Each one of them have their own house. It's not like sports house, but they have their house.
Okay.
They have to take care of that. It's like kind of a competition because, you know,
so who's got the best garden?
Who has the best garden? Well, we just started about 2 weeks, but you can see things grow, you know. So that is something that like a bit refreshing for them, instead of, you know, just have like an assembly where you have to stand and listen to the principal speaking and you get sleepy, or you just play with your friends at the back, you know. But you do something that you want to do.
Okay. Is this why you're calling it the first eco-Islamic school?
Yeah. Right, because we focus on the eco, not just about eco. When we say eco, a lot of people think that it's about recycling. You know, that recycle bins, or you do composting, right? Mm. But it's actually about teaching ourselves. As we teach our children, we're actually teaching ourselves that the values of caring for the environment, caring for the creation, you know, all the creation on earth, you know, whatever creation it is. So, because we see, you know, I think in our session that we had together before this, I share about we go for humanitarian work, and I see that actually when we don't care about, you know, all the wars and everything that happens, it's because we don't care about the environment in the first place. We don't even care, for example, that we need to arrange shoes properly. That's part of, you know, I mean,
we've forgotten to be civil and polite and things like that,
right? Yeah. So we couldn't be bothered if we, you know, just throw litter, rubbish anywhere, you know, because we always feel, the danger is that we always feel that someone's going to do it. So much so that when the disaster happens, like what happened recently in our country, for example, we try to find faults, you know, who to blame, you know, rather than looking at what we should do ourselves at home or as teachers with our children, with our students, what we should do, you know, rather than just find.
You know, we started talking about teachers as well. You know, do you require them to be Muslims?
Not necessarily, because there are, you know, many types of subjects.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily. In fact, one of our learning partners, we partners with PEKA, Persatuan Pelindung Khazanah Alam Sekitar. You know, they are consist of all races, you know, members, and we work together.
Right.
We are joining Save Our Rainforest, you know, program together. So it's a mixed.
Okay.
Because I think it's important, you know, as you care for the environment, you also have to care that, you know, that we are all on this earth. We are all not just, you know, that we don't live just with our group alone. There are many. There are all sorts of creations on earth, including us as humans, which we need to respect one another.
Very true. I'm here with Zaliza Alias from Idrisi International School. We'll continue our chat after this in Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Lee, it's Open for Business. I'm here with Zaliza Alias from Idrisi International School. She's also the founder of the Genius Outlet International, which caters to preschool kids as well. You know, so just before we continue our chat about Idrisi, so Genius Outlet is pretty much running on its own.
Yes, Genius Outlet is a franchise preschool system.
Okay.
So it has about 40 centers right now. Okay. So yes, these are my two babies.
Okay.
So the other baby, that is Genius Outlet, is already like run on its own. But you know, we can not always just leave our babies like that, right?
Okay.
We were always with them. So we will have, actually, for Genius Outlet, we will have franchise opportunities talk next week on the 14th.
Okay. And you were saying also, Idrisi, you know, the whole thing with the garden and all that is inspired by your younger son.
Yes, my younger son. So actually, I homeschool my children.
Okay.
So I see that, I try to see what's their interest, you know, because about homeschooling is about knowing our children's interests at the same time, you know, try to supplement with whatever education that they need according to their interests.
Yes.
All right. So I see that he is very much into gardening, you know,
with the earth, close to the nature.
With the earth.
Okay.
It suddenly come to cross my mind that, hey, we need to get our children to be closer to earth, because nowadays, you know, before this, you know, it didn't come across my mind, because for me it's like, hey, don't touch, it's like dirty.
Okay.
But come to think of it again, earth is not dirty.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not cleaning up that's dirty after that.
Yes, it's not dirty. It's just a matter of washing your hands, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so from there, I think then I explore more about that, you know, and that's when the program comes. That's when the software
came about, thanks to the youngest boy. So I know you just started 2 weeks ago with the first intake. How many students do you have now?
We have 50 children, about 50 plus.
Right. And you are looking at, you know, how many per class?
In a classroom, now this learning concept is not really like classroom.
Mm.
We call it study room. Mm-hmm. So, and each...
Because you don't want it to be square. You want it to be fun. You want it to be like a home.
Okay. So it's not like a classroom, study room. And there's open and group learning concept.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally in a group, when you say classroom, group, right? A group should be around 20 children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To get that attention.
Right.
Maximum 20, right? And in terms of your fees, what's it like?
Mm-hmm. The fees, okay, this is one of the best part, because we would like to focus on affordability too. the affordability that we mean here is I compare it with the international schools out there as well as the Islamic school, because we are also Islamic concept. Okay. And somewhere in between, that is 900 only per month.
Oh.
Before school, that runs from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Okay. with breakfast, lunch and, you know, tea time.
Mm-hmm.
And not forgetting that it's not just in class, right? So it's very hands-on. I'd like to talk about a little bit about the sports.
Mm.
Okay, now, we have both modern sports, you know, modern sports like, okay, basketball, futsal, you know, we do have that. But what we emphasize on also is what we call lively sports. That's the childhood sports.
Okay.
Still remember how, what's your favorite childhood sports?
There's hopscotch.
Okay. You know, all these games that we play when we were young, you know, those five stones
and all that.
Yeah. Actually, those games actually encourages communication, okay, teamwork, friendship, stuff like that. So I feel that this is lost in our children because we give them that square. You know, they know all the games and names, characters, everything in that square game, but not really in about their friend.
True.
Not really in terms of that comradeship, teamwork, you know. So we encourage that game. Every week, at least once, the teacher must have this lively sports for every subject.
Mm.
It's like, because, you know, with hopscotch, for example, you can learn maths, you can learn language, you can just, you know, there's a lot you can just tweak from there and play. So it's learning is still going on. You know, it's not about
learning in a fun. You learn through play.
Yeah, because you see my background. I come from preschool, preschool background over the years. I feel so much if I don't bring this over to primary school.
And you shouldn't lose it as well. We shouldn't lose it.
That's a childhood in every one of us.
Yeah.
You know, when I talk about these childhood games, I'm sure you feel like a bit excited. Like,
yeah.
Then you suddenly remember your childhood days.
The running around,
you know,
and
those
all
laughters that you had.
Okay. So and the curriculum that you're following otherwise is the English O level exam.
Yes, British National Curriculum.
Right.
But there's another subject called Science Design and Technology.
Mm.
So that one is from German curriculum.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, if you incorporate all sorts of things in there.
Yes. That one is because I feel that design is something that children need to know.
Mm.
You see, in preschool we do lots of arts and crafts. But we when we enter primary school, we shouldn't be doing just the art and craft. There should be an extension from there. And that's when design technology should come. Because in German, the Germans,
they're gifted in this area.
In preschool, they started from preschool.
No
you know,
wonder.
They have their own design lab since preschool. But
no wonder we have those cars.
But we start very late, right, for design. So... But it's fun, you know. They yesterday they made a boat. You know, they cut. We have machines for every child.
Yeah.
You know, in the lab, so they cut out and made boats. And after that, they had boat race.
Okay.
In the pond.
Okay. That's what it's a lot of fun. Do you have a lot of Middle Easterners coming to the schools? Seeing that the emphasis is on English, Arabic, and Mandarin.
I would say no, because from all over, we have, actually there are a lot of the Malaysians who were from other countries, you know.
Right. Their parents came back,
so they need to find an international school. So this is the alternative platform that we're providing.
Mm.
I would say very, very small number of Middle Eastern parents.
You're saying it's kind of cozy in terms of environment right now. When are you limiting it, or is there room to grow in that space?
Okay. There's room to grow. We only have about 50 children right now, but the maximum we will grow is just up to 200.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's, and then if you want to start, you're going to start another one. You want to leave it cozy.
Yes, it has to be like close-knitted.
Right, like a community. Okay, why the emphasis on English, Arabic and Mandarin?
Just like the world globe, you know.
Yeah.
When we want to understand each other, now, okay, I can speak to you in English, but there are other parts of the world and people that we meet, you know, that where we need to know other languages, and some of the languages that I think is very important for children to know, especially that we just emphasize on conversational language learning, that's Arabic as well as Mandarin.
Yeah, you can't run away from that. No?
Mm-hmm.
So okay, and so this year the next intake will be next year.
The intake will be in September, the next intake. So actually, this year, we start a bit late, consider. We start in January, so we'll have a shorter academic period. That's just until September. Okay, and then the new intake will start in September. So next year onwards is September to September.
Okay, right. And I have to ask you, so what are your plans now for the next 5 years? I'm sure whatever you say will happen. And then you'll come back in and talk to me about it. But what are the plans for now?
The plans for now, we want this Idrisi school to be a small, I like to say the word small, close-knitted school, but it has to be many more. It has to be many more. It's not necessarily big, has to be many more, because we want our children to be, more children to be able to have this experience. And we will also want to prepare for the secondary school, but I don't really have plan yet how the secondary school is going to be like, because it has to be, I think, more academic for the preparation of the exams, compared to the primary school, right? So, but right now, my mind is for the children, I am, all the years, it's always about the children.
Okay, I'm sure you'll learn from the primary school and incorporate that into the secondary school, just like you've done with Genius Out Loud, sort of grown with the kids.
Hopefully, yes.
All right. Very good to have you back again and having this chat. I've been speaking to Zalisa Alias, the educational activist from Idrisi International School. It's open for business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.